At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're rolling up our sleeves and getting practical. We're looking at how you can actually build your very first AI chatbot.
Yeah, exactly. We're basing this on a really clear tutorial video. And the goal today is, well, to walk through the main steps. We want to show you it's actually pretty doable to build something real with AI.
And crucially, point you towards a fantastic resource where you can learn a lot more.
Absolutely. So the tutorial itself comes from E.T. Newman. He goes by Tenuin in the source material. He's described as a senior software engineer and, get this, a passionate soccer dad from Canada.
Huh. I like that. Sounds like someone who builds solid stuff but can also explain it without, you know, getting lost in jargon.
That's the feeling, right? And this tutorial, it's not just standalone. It's part of a bigger collection he's created called the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit.
Okay. And that sounds important. This toolkit.
It really is. You can download the whole thing over at djamgettech.com. And it's designed, really, to give you the practical code and instructions to build useful AI tools, not just theory.
Right. The source really emphasizes that. It's about becoming proficient, actually doing AI, which can seriously, you know, boost your career prospects. We hear that all the time.
We do. So think of this dive as us looking at one specific map from the treasure chest. To get all the maps, all the tutorials, you really want to grab that full toolkit from djamgettech.com. The link's in the show notes. Definitely check it out.
Okay, perfect. So let's dig into this chatbot tutorial then. Where does it start? What's step one?
The absolute first thing, non-negotiable, is getting an OpenAI API key.
Ah, right. Your access token. This is how your code actually authenticates and talks to the OpenAI models, isn't it? It's not just using the web interface.
Exactly. You're building something that connects programmatically. You get the key from OpenAI.com. Now, Etienne's clear in the tutorial. It costs money.
Okay, good to know up front.
Yeah, but he points out the initial credit, often around $10 a month, is usually plenty to get you started learning and building things like this. It's a pretty small investment for what you unlock.
Yeah, for learning to build with something this powerful, $10 seems very reasonable. So you go to the site, create a key, copy it securely. Got it. What's next? Where do you write the code?
The tutorial strongly recommends Google Colab.
Oh, yeah, Colab. That's Google's free online notebook thing, right?
Exactly. Colab.research.google.com. It's brilliant because it's cloud-based, no setup needed on your machine, and it uses this notebook format.
Where you run code in little blocks.
Precisely. You can run one block, see what happens, run the next. It makes following a tutorial like this much, much easier.
I could see that. Yeah. Good for isolating problems, too.
Okay.
So in Colab, how do you handle that API key you just got? You don't just paste it in the code, right?
No, definitely not. Security first. The tutorial shows you how to add it as a secret in Colab's interface. It keeps it hidden from the actual code file.
Smart. And you can like toggle which secret key is active if you have a few.
Yeah, you enable the specific one you need for that notebook. Very neat. Okay, so key secured. Next up.
You need the tools, right? The software library.
Exactly. You need to install the official OpenAI Python library that gives your code the functions to actually, you know, send requests and get responses from OpenAI. Simple command dot pip install OpenAI.
Standard Python stuff, that pip install. And then you import it.
Yep. You import the necessary parts of the library into your notebook session. It's like getting your tools ready on the workbench.
Yeah.
And here's a cool tip Etienne mentions. If you see a line of code in the tutorial and you're not quite sure what it's doing, Colab often has integrated AI tools like Google Gemini. You can actually ask it to explain the code to you.
Using AI to learn AI coding. That's pretty meta. I like it. Okay, so keys in, libraries installed and imported. How do you like double check everything's connected properly before you start the real chatbot logic?
Good question. There's a specific code block in the tutorial just for that.
Yeah.
You run it and it tries to use the key. It'll either print a nice message like open API key loaded successfully or
an error telling you something's wrong with the key setup.
Exactly. That confirmation is super helpful. Avoids headaches later.
Okay, connection confirmed. Now, how do you start telling the AI what kind of chatbot you want?
This is where you define the assistant's role. It's sort of personality or purpose. It's usually done with the very first message you send to the model, often called the system prompt. It sets the stage.
So you're basically saying, okay, AI, for this conversation, you are a helpful assistant or whatever.
Precisely. The tutorial example uses a general, friendly assistant that answers general questions. But, and this is key, you could make it anything. You could programmatically tell it, you are an expert only on dog breeds, or you only talk like a pirate.
Oh, okay. So that's how you start to specialize it. That's powerful. And this is all part of the code you'd get from, say, the toolkit.
Yes, exactly. The setup and the specific prompts are things you'd find laid out in the full tutorial within that builder's toolkit from djamgate.com.
Gotcha. So role defined. Then comes the main part, the code that actually handles the back and forth chatting.
Yep, the core loop. This is the block that takes user input, sends it to OpenAI with the context, gets the response, and displays it. And again, Etienne provides this code ready to copy and paste in the downloadable PDF.
Nice. Saves a lot of typing and potential errors. What about controlling how the AI responds? I hear about things like model choice and temperature.
Right. Those are crucial parameters within that core code block. The tutorial uses GPT 4.1 through the API. It's a very capable model. Maybe not the absolute latest second-to-second version you see sometimes, but powerful for building.
Okay, so you pick your engine. What about temperature? Sounds weird.
It does a bit, doesn't it? Think of it like a creativity dial. Zero temperature means the AI picks the most predictable, statistically likely next word. Very consistent, maybe a bit boring.
And higher, maybe.
Higher, up to 1.0, means more randomness, more surprising word choices, potentially more creative or natural sounding, but maybe less focused. The tutorial uses 0.9.
Oh, quite high then. For a bit more personality in the friendly assistant.
Exactly. Gives it some variety. And then there's max tokens.
Right, you mentioned the cost. Tokens are like word pieces, and this limits how many the AI can use in its answer.
Precisely. It controls the length of the response. Super important, because you pay per token used. The tutorial uses 150 tokens as an example, long enough for a decent answer, but stops it from rambling on and costing you more.
So you're setting the model, the randomness, and the length. Key controls.
Absolutely. Those are the big ones for this kind of chatbot. And then the best part, the demo in the tutorial shows it actually working.
Let's hear it. How does it go?
Start simple. User types, hi.
And a bot.
Responds just like it was told. Hello, how can I help you today?
Okay, following instructions, then what?
Then maybe playing on the soccer dad thing, the user asks who won the last two World Cup and then follows up with a specific question about Lionel Messi's goals for PSG in 2023.
Ah, a follow-up question that tests its memory, right?
Exactly. And it nails it. It answers about the World Cups, even correctly mentions both the men's and women's recent winners, which is quite smart, and then gives the specific stat about Messi for the correct team and year.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just isolated answers.
Mm-hmm.
It holds context, understands specifics. That really proves you can build something genuinely conversational with these steps.
It totally demystifies it. It shows that this code, these parameters, they result in a chatbot that works much like the big ones we use online. And the tutorial shows you just type quit when you're done chatting.
Simple enough. Okay, so let's zoom out again for the listener. This chatbot, while cool, is just one example from Etienne Newman's AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit, available over at djamgottech.com, right?
That's the main message here, really. This is a practical demonstration of one thing you can build. The toolkit is designed to give you more of these, showing you exactly how to build real, useful AI applications.
And the idea is that by building these things, following the tutorials, using the code, that's how you get genuinely good at AI. It's hands-on learning.
Absolutely. Reading about AI is one thing, but actually making it do something, that's where the real understanding comes from. And like we said, that's increasingly valuable for your career.
No doubt about it. So if this sounds interesting, if you want to move beyond just using AI tools to actually building them, the clear next step is djamgatech.com.
Yep. Download the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit, get this chatbot code, see what other tutorials are in there, and start experimenting. The link is right there in the show notes.
Perfect. It really feels like this deep dive into Etienne's tutorial makes building a basic AI chatbot seem, well, much less intimidating.
It really does. You're not inventing the wheel. You're learning how to connect these incredibly powerful pre-built AI services using relatively straightforward code and configuration. The tools are there.
It lowers that barrier to entry significantly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's more about knowing how to use the pieces.
Precisely. It's accessible.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener. We saw how you can define the role of the AI assistant using that initial system prompt. So, thinking beyond just a general helper, what specific focused AI assistant could you create? Maybe something for a niche hobby, a specific task at work, or even just a personal productivity tool. Once you know these basic building blocks, the potential for customization is, well, pretty huge.